My name is Glenn. I am 46 years old. Today is the 27th of November, 2018, and I'm speaking with Isabel, or Izzy, who is my daughter. We are recording this interview in Mainville, Ohio.
Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
I was a terrible child. I was rotten. I did a lot of mean things to people. I think that helped me grow up to be a better person. I would let air out of people's tires. I would egg houses. I would toilet paper people's houses. I would steal George Bush signs and put them in a Democrat's yard just for fun.
What about like when you were little, like real little?
Well, being that I got spanked probably 5 times a week, I probably not a lot that I can remember or care to remember because it seemed to happen so frequently.
Yeah. Are there any funny stories people tell about you or do you know of from when you were growing up? Just elaborate on something that you said last.
All right, so from growing up, for family, I was about 10 years old. I'd stay down at my aunt's farm, and a couple other cousins were also visiting. It's kind of an impromptu family reunion, and it was late at night, and I started yelling snake just to be funny, and it was kind of one of those things where you cry wolf and no one believes you, and I'm yelling snake all night long, and ultimately, about 10 o'clock at night, there was a copperhead right next to my cousin Don. So, there's a little life lesson learned. Don't yell snake when there are definitely snakes in eastern Kentucky.
Yeah. What was one of the worst things you did as a kid? I know you have a lot.
Well, let's see. Letting air out of people's tires on my street. Calling an ambulance and saying that a next door neighbor had been stabbed just so I could see the new ambulance. Throwing fake vomit on girls that I didn't like.
Elaborate on the Bush thing, the whole
the
sign thing.
So this was 1988 and I had not yet picked my political party, and my roommate, I was only 16, but we allowed a friend of mine to stay there because his family had moved away, so and he was a young Republican and kind of molded me to what I am today.
Mm-hmm.
But one day we went out and stole I think it was 150 George Bush signs from Newport, Bellevue, and Dayton, Kentucky, and put all 150 signs in one of our friend's yard who was a big Democrat. And come about 6 o'clock in the morning, I got a knock on the door from Newport Police saying that while we found this very humorous, you need to go remove these signs. Today, that would be a federal offense, but most of the things I did would be a federal offense today, but they're all considered jokes back when I was growing up.
If you haven't done that, do you think your like political stance would be any different? If that didn't impact you as much as it
did? That impacted me none. I'd still be a Republican. As soon as I started college, I got friends on both sides of the aisle, but as soon as I started college, that was the first thing I did was pick my political party, and I stayed with it.
Okay, did you like school? Why or why not?
I love school. Athletic. I was good in school. Schoolwork was natural. I hardly ever did homework because I got stuff done in class. Was voted most popular in my high school. Actually, probably could have got voted most popular in the high school my sophomore, junior, and senior year. I mean, it was just one of those things where everybody knew I was a gifted athlete, and everybody seemed to like me.
Tell me about a teacher or other adult that had a big impact on your life when you were growing up.
I'd say the Brown brothers, Mr. Ray and Grady Brown. Both my, I actually had them in junior high. Ray was a math teacher, Grady was a science teacher, but they were also both my baseball coaches. Come from a broken home. My mother and father were divorced, and Ray and Grady Brown kind of were like father figures to me all through school and through my baseball career.
Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you've ever did? I know you said a bunch, but you have another thing that you know?
Well, probably one of the dumbest ones is, well, we used to, we had a very Christian family that lived on the street over, and, we used to taunt them quite a bit, and good thing is the statute of limitations is up, so we used to break into their house, turn over all their furniture like it was a poltergeist, and just walk out. Or one day we'd go fishing and we knew they'd be out at church, and we'd put the dead fish under their couch and they'd find it 2 weeks later rotting and smelling. And looking back, I mean, I feel bad that I did it, but it's a life lesson learned. I mean, I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't done it myself. So it was probably the worst.
Would you do everything again? Just like all these stupid. If it weren't, if there are no limitations.
If it wasn't 2018, yeah. I could be. Most of everything I did back then, I'd do again, just because it was fun.
Do you have any regrets? Did you ever get in trouble, like big trouble, or?
No, never got suspended. I got detention once in high school because I was caught chewing skull in the cafeteria, and the vice principal saw me, who is another great friend of mine now today. But the one regret I have is, I originally was going to go to college at Arizona State, and I stayed home and went to Eastern Kentucky, and that was probably the worst move I probably made.
Would you go and relive your teenage years?
Oh, course? Absolutely.
Yeah, why?
The 80s were the greatest times to grow up in. I mean, unfortunately, you'll never see just how easygoing it was. Really, everybody liked each other. There was none of this politically correct crap that, you know, while you said bad things to people, no one...
It was just easier back then.
Yeah, I mean, no one took it the way that they take it now. That it wasn't a sue-happy society. We used derogatory terms towards people. I have many of them used towards me, and it was just all in good fun. I mean, it just the way the 80s were.
Yeah. What interview? I'll cut that out. What advice would you give to your teenage self? I can't cut that out. It's okay.
Yeah.
Oh God.
What advice would I give to my teenage self? To listen to your mother and father, because what they said was actually right. And they did know that ultimately, when they used to tell me, when you grow up, you'll see what I mean by this. And I actually do see what they mean by it, even though it's a different time, much different time. I mean, I do...
Well, like what? Like...
Just how the world is in general, the hatred and stuff like that. I mean, they grew up during the time where you had racial divide in the 60s, the civil unrest and stuff like that, and we're doing it again in today's world, but it's a much different hatred, and it's much different where now, instead of using sticks and stones, we're using guns and knives, and people just take it one step further. I mean, they didn't know what the 2000s or the 2010s were going to be like, but I mean, they pretty much knew that once I grew up, I would see that, you know, it wasn't always as free and things like that when I was growing up, thinking, yeah, I was pretty much invincible.
Yeah. How's life been different than how you imagined it would be when you were young? This goes along with what you were saying, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I did.
What were you not expecting, at least?
One, technology. I mean, who would have thought that I'd be walking around with a phone glued on my hip every day of my life? Two phones, actually. Technology's really came a long way. I mean, you look at these movies like Back to the Future, and things where they went into the future, and you see these televisions that are, yeah, they may have been 40-inch televisions, but there's big tubes that they thought they would, because no one had ever seen a flat screen or even imagined a flat screen would be something in the future. I didn't really expect the whole politically correct movement to... you just don't expect something like that to take off. I mean, I thought we were light years ahead of that time, and unfortunately, it came back and probably came back worse than it was before.
Okay. Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Lessons learned is to go with your first instinct. You know, if you overthink something, usually you're thinking yourself out of the right solution or questions or answer. So go with your first instinct.
All right. And then final question, what are you most proud of personally or professionally in your life?
One, that I have a career. I mean, back when I was 16, 17, 18, I never thought I'd be... a safety professional, especially with as bad of a child as I was. Never thought I'd get certified as a safety professional. That was probably the biggest accomplishment, because that test took 3 times to pass. But yeah, I'd say that's probably the biggest accomplishment I've had, is becoming a certified safety professional, and you know, good standing with the American Society of Safety Engineers. And realistically, of projects or people I've touched, of 48 now OSHA inspections, I'm probably the only safety professional in the United States that's had more than 10 that can say that they've never had an OSHA citation on any job that they've ever worked on.
It's kind of ironic, because you were so reckless as a kid, and now you have to be really responsible.
Well, I know what to get you in trouble, so I keep people out of trouble.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.